This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's 2023 election is official. CPR's Megan Verlee reports the Secretary of State certified the results Monday.
Around 1.7 million Coloradans participated in this year's election, a turnout rate of just over 43% of active voters. And when it came to how they cast their ballots, only 1% of voters chose to head to the polls in person. The rest mailed in or dropped off their ballots. Meanwhile, the clock is already ticking on next year's election. Candidates who want to appear on Colorado's presidential primary ballots must get their paperwork to the Secretary of State by next Monday. Colorado is a Super Tuesday state, meaning our presidential primary is on March 5th next year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A bus dropped off more migrants from the U.S. southern border at the Colorado Capitol early Monday morning. The city does not know where the bus came from, but officials say it fits the pattern of buses sent by Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott this year. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston called the move dangerous and inhumane as Colorado weather turns colder. The mayor also continued to urge the federal government to help. The Environmental Protection Agency will be on hand in Penrose next month to demolish the Return to Nature funeral home. KRCC's Andrea Chalfin has more.
After an on-site visit requested by the county and state, the agency decided demolition was necessary for the safe removal of biological and hazardous materials found in the building. Investigators say nearly 200 human bodies were improperly stored, and some of the remains had been there for 4 years. The EPA is currently developing a plan, and details are not yet finalized. Andrea Chalfin, KRCC News.
The couple arrested in connection with the funeral home are due in court today. Frontier Airlines has settled a lawsuit with 5 pilots involving equal opportunity charges. The pilots claim the airline discriminated against pregnant and lactating employees. Frontier did not admit liability in the settlement, but agreed to several policy changes. This is CPR News.